South Korea isn't the only place struggling to meet the needs of refugees. Since 2008, about 650 refugees have arrived in the city of Manchester, New Hampshire. They were settled there by the U.S. government. But some Manchester officials say it's time to put a stop to that. They're calling for a moratorium on refugee resettlement. Dan Gorenstein of NHPR reports from Manchester.
At the clinic,
about a half dozen ethnic Nepalese refugees try out some English phrases for a doctor's appointment. The class is provided by the International Institute of New Hampshire. The agency helps refugees find jobs, locate apartments, and enroll their children in school. William Gillette chairs the agency's board. Gillette says refugees are making new lives here.
Under any definition, the refugees are better off here than they were where they were coming from.
You know what? That's a nice soundbite, but I don't accept that.
That's Manchester Alderman Pat Long. He says some refugees in his city are living in terrible conditions. He describes the bedroom of one 9-year-old boy he visited.
There was a mural on the wall of blood from bedbugs being squashed. Not 20 or 30. There were 200, 500 lines of bedbugs that when he'd squish it, he'd drag it, and there was lines of blood. You know, it stuck in my head forever.
Long says Manchester should stop taking in refugees until it's clear that there are adequate resources for them. When refugees arrive right now, they do receive federal assistance, about $1,100 a month for rent, food, and household expenses in the first 3 months. They're also eligible for cash assistance for 8 months. After that, much of the aid dries up. Emil Hakizimana arrived last fall from Burundi with his wife and 3 children. He says he's struggling to find work in this economy.
So here's a big problem because now is that they don't have money. And he uses gas, he has bills, there is rent. So he said because when he thinks about tomorrow, he doesn't know where he will be.
Hakizimana's story isn't unusual, says Maggie Fogarty. She's a refugee advocate with the American Friends Service Committee.
Refugees are being placed into poverty. There are refugees who have been here 5, 6, 7 years and cannot earn their own income to live independently. There are refugees who are passing through the school system with their English language needs unattended to. We're not doing a good enough job.
But Fogarty doesn't think Manchester should shut the door on refugees, and neither does Siraj Budataki, who came to the U.S. 3 years ago. He says a moratorium would hurt his family.
My parents are still in Nepal, and they are probably coming here in September or October. So do you think I like moratorium? No.
Manchester on its own can't enforce a moratorium. That authority rests with the State Department. In the last decade, more than half a dozen cities have called for some kind of resettlement slowdown, and in only 2 cases did the State Department restrict placement at all. Lavinia Limon heads the U.S. Committee of Refugees and Immigrants, the agency that oversees the contract to resettle people in Manchester. Limon says people need to understand the only refugees who are being resettled in the city have family there. So a moratorium, she says, doesn't make sense.
We can put those people someplace else, and then they will come there on their own to be with their family, just like you or I would. You know, we think it's probably better to do it initially and have the funds to help with their resettlement than put them in Indiana and have them show up 2 weeks later.
Everyone from the State Department on down agrees. Refugees need more resources to get on their feet. But Limon knows, at a time when Washington is embroiled in tense talks over funding priorities, the refugee issue is far down the totem pole. For The World, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.